The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Beer could help with Alzheimer's. We need this.
There's got to be beer.
Although I just not drinking a lot of beer anymore.
Yeah, it says beer.
Yeah, I didn't really.
Preventing.
My son was, my buddy was in town. He's really into the stuff that, you know, beer right now. He likes, you know, craft beer, all that kind of stuff. So I took him to a couple breweries in town, and he's on an app. He's got a, Bush, do you have that app? He's got that app where he rates beers.
Untapped?
Yes, he's on that.
Yeah.
He's had over... He's listening right now. He listens in Pennsylvania all the time.
I don't have it, but I know what it is.
He has it, and he's tried over 2,000 different beers.
Yeah.
And he travels down. He's retired. He's got money, and he's fine. You know, he does well. I drank a lot of beer when he was here that weekend just to drink with him, and I just got bloated every time.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. Yeah. And you know what? I like to get buzzed quicker, and I miss be able to drink a lot of beer, but I can't do it anymore. I drink white wine to get a quick buzz on. I love my vodka. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't drink as much as our listeners think we do.
The vodka bloat lingers.
But it's not as, you know, but you don't, yeah, duh. I'm talking about the beer bloat is just a bloat anymore for me, you know?
At the show in Des Moines, the Lindsey Buckingham show, they didn't have any cocktail.
Yeah.
So I had a few beers during that show. Yeah. And hey, I could tell toward the end of the show, I was slowing down.
Right.
It just fills me up anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and in this story,
maybe it might be just because I drank 1,000. Maybe I just tapped out on beer. I just poured enough down my throat all these years. I think we're full.
Well,
I do like a cold beer, like a Corona Light or something like that, on a hot day, or just even a quick drink. I like that.
There are times a cold beer, right when I'm done mowing the lawn.
I'm not discounting beer. I still like beer.
I'm sure I can't
drink quantity of it anymore.
The beers you were drinking with your buddy were vastly different than the Coors Light shoving down your gullet back in the day.
It was.
Craft beers are weightier.
They're definitely weightier.
Yeah, they're weightier than your general light beer.
I know. And they fill me up, though. I don't got to sit around and drink those all night. Unless they're, you know, just big old guts or something
skip
like
food.
That.
But there was a time.
Yeah, you got to skip food, right?
Not that long ago. Yeah. Well, you know, just to pace yourself, we'd easily go through 12, 14 beers in an evening.
Easily.
Oh, yeah.
So this helps with Alzheimer's?
Well, it's the hops is what they're pointing to. So they say Alzheimer's is caused by what's known as amyloid beta proteins.
So you got to drink a bunch of IPAs?
No.
Can't just eat hops?
All beer has hops.
It does.
I mean, it's one of the main ingredients.
Some beer have too many.
But the hops, they said, block those amyloid beta proteins from clumping, which is what causes Alzheimer's.
Once again, it's just one of those rosy things. Drink a lot of beer or just go eat more hops.
Well, it's...
Why would you eat hops separate? Can you eat that with a spoon?
There are hops.
You might want to cut them up.
Oh, teas.
And things like that as well that have hops in them.
Can you make hops brownies? Aren't they related? Isn't the hops plant related to marijuana?
Yeah. Well, it's in the same... It's a cousin.
It sounds like
looks the same.
Similar anyway. Bottom line is a pro alcohol writer wrote that. Hey, that means drink a lot of beer and don't get Alzheimer's.
Well,
okay.
I know where you could find hops.
They actually went in and tested different kinds of hops because, you know, there's a whole bunch of different varieties of hops to find out which ones perform the best in trying to block these proteins from clumping. And so they found that a lot of these things they do. It says it isn't an excuse to drink your body weight in IPA, though. Because, you know, there's other things that come along with all that alcohol.
Right,
The buzz.
But the hops in the beer do help to prevent Alzheimer's, I guess.
Yep. You can eat hops. Young hop shoots can be cooked and eaten like asparagus.
Oh,
add them to a frittata or pickle them.
Oh, I can see that. That sounds good.
That could be a new holiday gift.
Toss them in the pan with some bacon.
A little pickled hops.
We are just
I'll take a jar of pickled hops.
We have too many illegal weed buyers on this show because people are checking in. They do sell Delta 9. They get away with it because the volume of the edible is bigger. So that means the actual brownie might be a full-size brownie.
Sure.
It skirts the laws of the level the THC allowed by law. So that means it does work. So I'm going to go get myself some legal weed today or tomorrow, whenever I feel like driving there. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's checking in on this, man.
I guess I'll stick with the illegal stuff.
Yeah. You and Nick have the, well, you smoked the flower, though. So that's still illegal.
Smoking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to have a better place I can smoke that. It's hard to, stank up the house with the kids around.
You're not allowed in the garage anymore?
But it's still, like, that guy
they know you smoke weed. It's not like a big deal. Like
but I think that's different than, my wife walking out of the garage. It's like, smells like a dorm room.
We get an awful lot of sandwiches right here in town. I'm going to check this out. Yeah,
no, it's a good sandwich.
Yeah,
never had one.
It sounds really good, man, especially after an edible.
I believe its roots are Cajun.
Yeah.
Big in Louisiana.
So we're apparently 9 days into No Nut November, which I had heard of, but I thought it was just...
I nutted yesterday.
It was a joke.
Oh, eating it. Okay. All right. You should have told me, man. I was going to nut here in about 2 hours, too, by the way.
It was originally... intended to be satirical.
Oh, eating nuts. Okay.
No, this is...
It's what you're thinking of.
Yes. Oh, really? This is what I'm thinking of? Okay, all right. Oh, because no booze October, right? Sober October.
No nut November.
What's the point of that?
Well,
taking away things that are fun.
But that's also unhealthy.
It is.
And
you're supposed to expel that stuff, man.
Just this year, I've read some articles saying, no, don't do that. That's not healthy for you. None of what they espouse with that No Nut November is backed in any science.
What they espouse,
but they lie about this. They say there are some benefits, but when you really look into it, no. Sex experts are skeptical about the benefits and say an orgasm can have many positive benefits.
Sure does.
Improving pelvic floor muscles. Check mine out.
Yeah.
Heart health and reducing stress levels. Oh, and then they make this rule here. In No Nut November. Here are the rules. No ejaculation is allowed by any means.
What day is this?
November 9th.
Okay, that's been 9 days. We've all nutted 4 or 5 at least. Probably
pornography
maybe 7.
Is allowed.
Well, then you're not.
Why would you?
You must complete the full month of November, and you can be given a no-nut pass one time. So you get a hall pass one time throughout the month.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, here's the, the benefits.
I love that.
It increases energy levels. It improves self-confidence. It boosts mental clarity. It increases testosterone and physical output in the gym. I don't know what they base that on.
I don't believe any of that.
Isn't it ever that it might build up testosterone over time?
As it backs
up. To not do that. To not expel.
Who does that?
I like expel as the term.
I'm skeptical of sober October, but I get it. But who does know?
Well,
at least there's some science around that.
But who's proud of?
This is anecdotal at best.
Yeah.
There are 122,000 people on the No Nut subreddit, but that doesn't mean any of them are participating.
Yeah. And what a bad back-to-back couple months. If you did sober October followed up by No Nut November.
Right.
Now can I finally have a drink and can't bust anywhere?
There's one guy that says he's
When's the last time
you
went a week without busting? Yeah. Unless you were sick the whole week, really sick. But even then,
he's taking the time.
As soon as you're not sick, you're busting.
Would have invested in sex, and he's almost fluent in Spanish. So he's redirecting his energies to learn.
But again, is he moving to Spain?
Yeah.
Then the other thing is useful.
Yeah, and how much time was that guy spending on nutting that he can learn a whole language in a month?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't take that long. I'm not learning anything time it takes me to nut.
You know? No.
Yeah, I'm just reading something else on my phone.
I'm about to expel.
Yeah. That's a stupid one.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it doesn't catch on. And don't even brag if you're doing it.
I don't participate. Yeah. No, it's mostly a joke.
Obviously.
That's good.
Yeah.
Man, these months are dumb. Was it No Pastry March?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
See, I'm against that, too. I like
pastries. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At least like to have the option.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
keep your options open.
In moderation.
Yeah, everything in moderation, except for nutting.
Right.
You should do that a lot.
That one's fine.
You should do that a lot, man.
Yeah. What do they say? What's the number they say? 21 a month or something that we report
a lot,
on?
A lot, yeah.
So that, I mean, that's and four or five times a week.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting off some way. Either having sex with a person or you're actually getting off yourself.
Doesn't it help the prostate?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Milk that bear.
Use it or lose it.
Yeah.
So it's or use it or get cancer in it.
Yeah.
Blast off December 1st.
Damn right. You're right. You're
Merry Christmas.
You're going to chip some paint on the first, man. Right. If you do no nut no November,
just,
man.
Like, why were you yelling?
What would your face look like, Todd, if you did nut for a whole time?
Like that.
How would that sound? Let's hear it. You got to keep that. Be longer than that.
It would be on continuous loop.
Nick didn't look and put his hand up so he wouldn't look.
I never want to see that face again in my life.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah. I look directly at him when he does it.
You're weird.
Yeah.
Eh, why not?
Yeah. I'm not oddly sexually attracted to him like you guys are. Yeah.
Well, somebody's got to work at the spank bank.
Oh, right. What's odd about that?
I feel bad for Christy every time this comes up.
Oddly, John just bought a VR headset and is not participating in No Nut November.
Does he have the porn on there?
Evidently.
That would be the implication.
Yes. I have one of those, but I don't have porn on there because my, you know.
Oh, how do you get the porn on there?
I don't know.
It's probably just a streaming thing you go to.
Can't you just download it from the computer?
No, you don't you're not even downloading it. You're just streaming it.
Yeah.
It's so not.
It's got a web browser on it?
Probably.
Oh, well, that's how you do it then. Put the headset on, dial up the YouPorn, erase the history.
It's my son's headset. He uses it for baseball and football stuff.
For that.
Yeah. I don't think he's ever done that. I didn't. Because
Not in front of you.
No. Right. So ask him how you do it.
He's got game.
He can show you.
I don't know. I don't want to be sitting there in my socks naked with a headset on and somebody walking in. You know, when you're masturbating, you can hear the doors open. You know somebody's showing up. Well, we have the headset on and the volume cranked around your ear, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but don't you have a good 4 or 5 hour period every day where you know nobody's going to come home?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean,
I do.
We all do. I mean, most of us do. Todd doesn't.
Do you have one of those Ring cameras? What are like the doorbell cams?
No, I don't. Yet.
That helps give you a little bit more warning. So I'll get a notification on my phone and they'll be like, you know, somebody's pulling into the driveway.
Yeah, don't you have the tracking device on the phone so you can tell where everybody is?
I do, but if you headset on, you're standing there masturbating with the headset on.
Well, maybe you could have that up in the corner somehow.
Listen, I don't think it should be shameful at all, but I'm not the same. If I'm like some high school kid or college guy, those headsets look pretty cool. But I just don't see me just sitting around with a headset on masturbating.
It's
just
too bad. Yeah. That's verboten.
It is.
Too bad that people would think would think dad's a creep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if your wife catches you with the headset on, I think she's not going to be like, I better hop in there and help out. So you've got the gigantic goggles.
Okay,
on.
You guys are not. You're not watching the. Well, this is not giving anything away.
Here's what you do. You put the headset on, and then you have a golf club in your hand in case anybody walks in.
Yeah.
I'm golfing here.
Yeah. With my left hand.
Yeah.
And my right hand is my wiener.
I think the danger would be not being able to getting to a point where you can't bust without the golf club.
Good point.
And you're bringing a golf club to bed. Like, what's going on? Oh, it's this the thing I'm into now.
That's my kink.
Yeah.
I just think peeling off the headset and wiping up just like, oh, God, this is where I'm at now. You know?
You think it would be the...
I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't want that, you know.
The same
until
shame
until you do
involved
it once and really like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like if you used a fleshlight.
You guys at all...
See, I think the
Why
difference
that?
Between the VR...
Nick's got a VR. He can do it.
And the fleshlight is, you know, you don't have to clean up the fleshlight. That's what everybody complains about the fleshlight, is cleaning it up afterwards.
Yeah. Well, I think there's an extra level of shame if you have to go to the sink.
Sure. Well, just the headset. It's regular cleanup.
Yeah, but the fleshlight is for feeling, right? Bush told me it feels great.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. I haven't tried it yet.
You're an
the
ass.
VR, though, it's the whole clearing the browser and figuring it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And my son's down there hitting a golf club simulator all of a sudden.
Right?
Hey, what happened? I don't know. Ask your mom.
Well, I don't spend any time on that thing. I don't know. how the interface works.
I don't know.
Nothing.
Neither do I. The only time I've done it is baseball and some golf on that. My son will put the headset on and he'll tell me what to do.
Here it is. John's gotten back to us. VRporn.com. The first time I used it, I actually reached out for a boob.
Well, my favorite one is the guy playing the NFL one, and he runs in. runs into the closet and just slams into it. The dad does, man.
Yeah, or when Mahomes puts the football through the bookshelf.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.